Well, hello, Randy.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to February 1st.
February 1st, 2024.
You know what's special about the 1st?
No, tell me what the special about the 1st.
Well, other than this, you know, it's the 1st.
Oh.
That has meaning.
1st means we drop our podcast on the 1st.
That's, you got it. I knew you'd get it. I'd like to introduce you next to Nick Wood, who is part of our front line in California. And also, Nick is the administrator for our field service group, so he kind of watches over the field service incidents that call in and gets them organized with our field service team, with Jonathan, that a lot of you guys know, and get things fixed out in the field. So thanks for being with us today, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
So we'd like to check in with you just from time to time and kind of what are the top things that you're hearing as far as the incidents come in. You log everything. Have you noticed any trends on any big topics?
One of the things I've been noticing is we have a lot of inquiries about our insulation and minor cracks and splits in the insulation.
This is the heat trace and foam insulation.
Yeah, the heat trace and foam insulation. That's correct. And unfortunately, it's a really common thing that happens, and it usually happens during shipping, but also you can have it happen during just years of service. You can have a tank for a few years, and with it being expanded and contracting with the chemical, it can tend to crack and split on you a little bit, but it's not really a huge problem, and mostly it's just cosmetic looking.
Right. So what is the process? That can we fix this ourselves, or is that involved in the factory?
It's an easy fix for yourself, or you can reach out to anybody here at Polyprocessing, and we actually do have a kit that we can send out to you, and it's a repair kit with foam insulation, silicone, and paint. But also too, you can go to any hardware store really and just get some nice sealant, and then a foam sealant, and then any kind of silicone, and patch that up and create a nice seal, and then paint over it with some just white mastic paint, and you're good to go.
Okay, great. So if someone wanted to see a little more detailed instructions on how this process works, do you have anything available, or can they refer to anything?
Yeah, you can go to our website, polyprocessing.com, and it is there's a video on there that you can watch that'll explain and show you how to repair insulation.
Excellent. Great. And you know, while we're on the topic of foam insulation, you know, we had a customer the other day here and asking about how they can apply decals, but because the foam insulation being pretty rough and textured, difficult to get a label to adhere to it. Any tips there?
Yeah, there's a few tips you can do. You can actually, if it's already out in the field, you can actually take that insulation that you have and then lightly sand it down and make it smooth and make anything attached to it a little bit easier than that. Also, for anything that's in pre-production that we haven't foamed yet or done anything with, you can let us know that you're going to be putting a decal or a sticker, and we can actually, before we foam, layer a piece of plastic down there, so when you do sand it down, you get that nice plastic level that you can attach anything you want to.
Any size and shape that way.
Yep.
Excellent. Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Nick. Well, we'll be checking in with you throughout the year to hear other incidents in the field and any tips and tricks. Thank you. Every month we like to recognize some of the superheroes out there or people doing extraordinary things. And who's our superstar this month?
It is Sejco.
Sejco. How so?
Well, if you go to LinkedIn, they put an article up, which was our drop test comparing Crosslink versus Linear. And everybody's seen our drop test. Obviously, that makes us world famous. But Sejco is carrying the brand.
Yeah.
And going beyond the Call of Duty. So we want to thank Sejco for doing that.
Right, and all of our people out there that can stay connected in on LinkedIn really helps a lot. That's
right.
A professional board.
And we will be looking around to see who is worthy of the next mention.
Oh, yeah. So we have with us next Christina from our French Camp Frontline team. Thanks for being with us, Christina.
Thank you.
And she's going to talk to us about a fitting or an accessory that I'll bet most of our audience out there, Christina, does not know about. They're going to kind of get a thrill out of this. What is this called?
This is called our core deucer.
Right. And it's also called the infoducer, I understand.
Yes, it is.
So the infoducer is going to make sense to him in just a second. Describe what this is.
So this is a flat blind flange that we butt up to our info, and it's welded on to a 2-inch socket or threaded fitting. So what this does, it reduces our 4-inch info down to a 2-inch with a smaller footprint, giving you 6 inches instead of a four
feet.
4 feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, perfect. You know, because like, you know, most of our people out there know that we have these eccentric reducers, which are little long runs of pipe. But by the time you go from 4 inches down to 2 inches, you know, like you say, you've moved, you know, 4 feet axially. Mm-hmm. And so this takes you immediately down to almost any size you want, from any info size down to any desired reduced info size, just in, you know, with a little length of about 6 inches.
Correct.
So this is made by Polyprocessing?
This actually was developed from one of our head distributors, and you can actually find it on their website as well, under Tank Specialties.
Right. So this is from one our top distributor, actually, right? Corrosion Products. And that's their little sideline, another side sister company business they have, Tank Specialties.
Correct.
And so, yeah, you might want to check their website out sometime.
Absolutely.
You got to remember, too, Tank Specialties supplies the side manways, which are fiberglass and stainless steel.
Yes.
Also the FS2650. Our lid, not the burping lid, but the one that's got the 8-inch vent built into it,
yep.
Is all built and supplied by Tank Specialties, which is, we've been working with those folks. Well, as Randy said, they're our number one distributor in the country, mm-hmm. and yes. been with them for 35 years, so.
So, Christina, thank you. That shows us exactly, you know, if you quote this in a quote, it'll actually come out in Quote Booster, you know, with a description, or you can get some product flyers off of P3. So thanks for bringing this to our attention. Thanks
sure.
for being with us.
Yes, and just wanted to throw out there that it does come in 316 stainless steel, PVC, CPVC, titanium, and C276.
So basically everything.
Yes.
Marshall, what's going on with the blogs this month?
Well, we have 3 blogs that I think you'd be really interested in, Randy.
Yeah.
Our distributors and reps should be, too. The first one is how to dispose of a chemical storage tank safely. We get calls on that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter if it's linear. That doesn't matter because it's
especially
got chemical
doesn't matter.
In it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially doesn't matter. It's going to be worse. But it's had chemical in it, so the material itself is contaminated. So in the blog, we actually list several resources for people that can come out and cut up your tank and take it and do it properly. We just had a blog that came out last week called Chemical Storage Tank Expansion. It just basically walks you through as you're growing your chemical need from, you know, gallons to drums to totes to mini bulk to bulk, how to proceed with that and how to think through those thoughts. And so that's another one of the blogs.
Right, and what volumes equal what container.
That's right, that's right. And then the third thing is considerations for chemical storage by industry. We've had an industrial list of chemical storage applications on our website for some time based on industry. But this kind of gives you a summary of some of those that are, you know, and then points you back so that people realize that there's probably 20 industries on our website. And that's not comprehensive. That's just a list of some of them that we do business with.
That's where we're at so far with.
That's right. We still got to do nuclear power.
Yep, that's coming next.
That's coming next. So, all right. Those are the 3 blogs. Take a look at them. Again, we always ask the question, if you've got an idea, send it to marketing@polyprocessing.com.
Right. And these are excellent things to follow up on sales calls with by, you know, sending it out to a customer. Hey, check this blog out. Always search the blogs for see how it supports your sales call. So back by popular demand, returning guest Jeff Simonich, plant manager of French Camp and all-around superstar. So Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me and a warm welcome.
Yeah. Well, you know, we wanted to just address real quick the leak detection sensor box. It's actually changed. I think a few of you have picked up on that, but it's new and different, and there's a couple things to go over with the mounting. Can you kind of cover with us, Jeff, like that leak detection, the box, the alert box, how is it different from what it used to be?
Sure, I can do that. So the box is a little bit smaller, but but it also has a louder alarm, a bigger strobe light, brighter strobe light, and the mounting is a little bit different, but not to worry. We've got that all covered. We've changed the design, but if you order it, you're going to get it all right, and then it'll be be good to go.
Right. So the kind of the light is mounted in a vertical position, so it like goes into the sky now, as opposed to coming horizontally out of the stand.
That's right. Yes.
And does the same stock number still work as far as if you order a stand?
Yeah, the same stock number would work. And those of you using PolyQuote out there, you'll it'll just populate through there just as it did before and be perfectly good to go.
Good. Yeah. Now, a reminder to everybody is that the leak detection sensor itself like ships separate now in a separate box when ordered. It's not installed in the tank. We've covered that before.
Right, we did.
So you're going to have to hook that up to this alert box. Is that a difficult process?
No, it's pretty simple, actually, because it's all color-coded, so the wires go to the terminal, and, you know, it's color-coded. Just put the wires to the colors and
yellow wire to the yellow screw. Yep. Okay. And I guess there's one other mounting option. So some have got this, and wanted, if they didn't get the stand, we have another way that you can kind of mount it now. Can you cover that?
Yeah, that's right. It's a quick bracket, I guess, and what we'll call it, and it can mount to a pipe that's might be an overflow pipe or a level pipe or whatever you might have on the sidewall of your tank. It'll just easily clamp to that, and no problem there.
Great. And if someone wants to see pictures of how this clamp looks, because that would have to be ordered special, right, when
right.
you order it.
Yep. Yeah, so if you go to the P3 library menu and go to specialty accessories, and you can find what it looks like there and some more details about it.
Perfect.
I want to add a couple things. One is we also have some photos from WEFTEC where we had it installed in P3 under our media in P3. You can go there to and look at the WEFTEC photos, and some of that will show you those clamps that we're talking about. And secondly, does the strobe light, does it send out a bat signal?
Well, it does, and that goes to Mr. Randy Zimmer.
Yeah, which I do not respond.
Let me make one correction, and that is the leak detection information, as well as the level information, is available on our main website at polyprocessing.com under fittings and accessories. Well, let's talk about one other thing, and that's for those who use our spec review service. Mm-hmm. And that takes us to Monday.com. And Randy?
That's right. So this is a request from our spec review team out to y'all, which is, if you want to know when your submittal is going to be ready or when your spec review is going to be ready, when your bid packets will be ready, after you submit them on P3, the next thing you want to do is check your Monday.com board, because it'll very next day, if not same day, be posted right there. You'll see what you submitted, and it'll have a date on it when your submittals or when your spec review will be back to you. And we keep those, and if you don't know how to use Monday.com, talk to your regional manager.
That's right. And if you haven't signed up for it,
yep, talk to your regional manager.
There we go.
And if you don't know how to use it,
talk to your regional manager.
Nope, there's a video on that.
Oh, that's right.
Media.
All right.
You know, Marshall, wouldn't you say we all have 11 minutes somewhere in the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's all these podcasts are intended to be, is 11 minutes or less. If you don't subscribe to the podcast, because P3 will tell you how to do that, you can also get it on P3 on the homepage when they come out.
Right.
But what's the other way they can get it emailed to them?
Well, Randy, that's a good question. So if they have not signed up for the blog,
or the marketing or the distributor newsletter.
Right. Distributor newsletter, that comes along with the blog. So if you've signed up for the blog, normally we sign you up for the distributor newsletter. But if you're not getting that, send an email to marketing@polyprocess.com and we'll make sure you get it.
Right. Just ask to be signed up for the distributor newsletter. That'll send the podcast link right to you.
Well, let's wrap it up. That's been a good February 1st news you can use, right, Randy?
That's right. And if it's the first,
it's news you can use.